Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where I am jumping in for my follow-up, wrap-up, solo thoughts and all the things from interviewing Jane Williams. And if you listen to that interview, I want you to really think about how that one just transpired, because there are some neat things in what she said, and she is so crystal clear on where she is moving forward in her business, in her life, in her purpose, and everything she's standing for. And it was truly my pleasure to be able to have the opportunity to interact with her and get to know her. And in the entrepreneurial world, as women entrepreneurs, the number one thing that holds us up, as she said, is ourselves. And this is where we can strip back the layers and think that we do have a story to tell. And it is a story that may or may not be in our minds what other people need to hear. I'll give you an example of that. I was working with a speaking coach the other day. I won't say what day it was, but my entire story that is going to be delivered to the world. It's being framed and packaged and brought to the world, of course, you know, because I want to see it come to life as well, was not actually the story I thought I was supposed to tell. And this is so inspiring to me to have this interview with Jane on the heels of that revelation that I was giving a glimpse, and people could see it, maybe something in the shadow, but yet it wasn't 100% authentic in my eyes, because I was still keeping a piece of this back. And I was still keeping, you know, a little bit of myself back, because I was still playing just a little safe in the entrepreneurial space. I couldn't tell people, you know, certain things, or I couldn't shed too much light on the personal aspect of my life, because I had to be successful and I had to be, you know, somebody that is, you know, what I viewed everybody else thinking that I needed to be. And once I stripped all that away, holy moly, I knew exactly at that moment with complete, very clear, crystal clear calm that that is exactly what I knew I needed to say and where I knew I needed to take it. So that will be coming in a future episode. I want you guys to stay tuned, because it's very, very raw, and it's very real, and it's very transparent, but it's also very unspoken. And so I know that women entrepreneurs, we deal with these things. Jane knows that we deal with these things. And we had a great connection on what exactly that means. And I can feel connected, even though we only had 45 minutes on the interview, but I felt very connected to her knowing exactly what I didn't even have to say. In fact, there was a question I was going to ask her, and then I couldn't even ask her because she already answered it, which is very funny, because I was going to ask her, how do you define success? And like, I swear 15 seconds later, she answered that that is her definition of success. And I didn't even ask. So, I mean, you can feel that connection with her, and just who she is and what she brings to the table and what she brings to the world is so magnificently beautiful. And I'm going to share a screenshot, because the clarity is profound, and she is an amazing woman entrepreneur. And I am so grateful to have been connected to somebody that is that in tune with what we as women struggle with, what we as women need to change, and what we as women desire to ultimately fulfill a bigger purpose in life. So I thank you for coming in and listening today, and I hope that you would connect. Jump into having a continued conversation. We have the Fem Free group on Facebook. Search it out and find it. I will have a link in the show notes, but also hit me up on my website. Ask me any questions. Find me on social. Let's have that conversation, and let's get you towards your purpose. As always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.